to the October 12th post-second debate. NutraMedical Report, and of course, like the shackles are off from Donald Trump, the shackles are always off here at the NutraMedical Report on health issues, geopolitical, spiritual issues, and we have Harley Schlanger live from Berlin giving us an update of what's going on in Europe and also reflection on current events from a distance in America. Welcome back, Harley.
Hello, Bill. How are you doing?
Very good. Let's first off start off with your information that you have regarding what's going on in Europe, in Syria, and of course a distant reflection of what's going on in America from a different perspective from the lame brain media, I call it. You know, other than Fox News and Hannity in particular, pretty well all the media is against Trump. They're not covering issues in Europe or the Middle East or elsewhere that are really important, and that's why we have what we call the alternative media, which is really the media now. And your reports are extremely important. We have a huge footprint now with millions of audience worldwide listening. What's the latest updates?
Well, I think let me start with something that I know was not in the media, which is a statement made by Kenneth Rogoff, who is a leading economist, so-called, from the Paul Krugman School. He's considered one of the more important economic thinkers. And what Rogoff said ought to scare the hell out of everyone. He said, look, the Deutsche Bank situation is a problem, but we have a way of dealing with it. He said, we can go as far as 6% negative interest rates.
Whoa! You've got to be kidding.
This is off the charts in the following sense. 6% negative interest rates means you're going to be paying 6% to keep your money in a bank. So if you have $100 in your deposit account, the bank is going to take $6 of that. They're creating a situation which is going to force people to stay in the banking system as it's crumbling because you're not going to be able to take your money out. And so this is the latest of the scams coming out following the completely foolish meeting of the World Bank and IMF last weekend in Washington. Now, we talked a little bit about that on last week's program going into that conference. What came out of the IMF and World Bank is what we talked about last week. They admitted the policy course they've been following has been wrong. It's not working. And then they said, what's the solution? Stick to the course.
No.
More of the same. Low interest rates. Don't worry about the question of inflation. That's not a problem. We've got to have liquidity because the banks need it. Now, this is basically saying we're going to save the banks and kill the people.
And it doesn't mean kill the people. People aren't just going to have a bad day. If this implosion of the economy occurs, millions will die. In fact, I remember one of the quotes from The Big Short. For every rise in unemployment rates in the United States, 40,000 people die.
Yeah, and this is something that's knowable. If you look at the numbers of deaths from heroin addiction, from excessive drinking, from drug and alcohol-related driving deaths, the suicide rate in this country is skyrocketing because people have a very tangible sense that they're being tossed on a scrap heap. Now, we see the confirmation of this in the latest rounds of emails that were released, where we got the beginnings of a sense of what Hillary might have told Citibank and Goldman Sachs in her private sessions with them, her well-paid private sessions.
Right.
But she made the admission that she has a public and a private stance. And she later tried to explain this away by saying she was referring to the movie Lincoln, that Lincoln couldn't do what he really believed. He had to do different things in public. But
that's not historically correct, is it?
Is a fraud, as Trump pointed out. The more important thing is that she actually believes that. She believes that for her to get elected is the most important thing, and then she can do the good that she has in her heart. Now, what we've seen...
She has no good in her heart.
Well,
her heart is a heart of stone.
Bill, let me finish the point, because you can then discuss it and kick it around.
Right.
But I want to make the point. We've seen the good in her heart if we look at the chaos in Libya. We see the good in her heart if we look at the incarceration rate especially of African Americans, but generally of poor people, following the prison reforms that her husband enacted and that she supported in the mid-90s. We see the good in her heart when she talks about Putin as a new Hitler, and when she talks about a no-fly zone over Syria, which means U.S. aircraft shooting down Russian and Syrian planes. So the reason I bring up the Hillary question is, and I am, in a sense, completely disgusted overall with the U.S. campaign, including, unfortunately, Trump. But the point to be made, the one that you and I have been discussing, is we have to create an alternative power base in the country, which is stemming from people who understand how the gangster banksters are rigging the game to kill the population, whether through austerity policies, shutting down food production, or confrontation and nuclear war with Russia. If people understand that, if a significant minority of the population understand that, and then understand that there are different solutions that are out there, then it doesn't matter who gets elected. We can control the situation. But if we don't have that, then...
I disagree on that strongly, and I'll tell you why. It does matter who gets elected. But if without the base, even if Trump gets in, it means nothing. In other words, if Trump gets in and the base isn't there, nothing's going to change.
But that's exactly my point.
But my point is, though, that without Trump in there, the helter-skelter that Hillary will do will end America and result in a world war that will destroy 90% of the world population. She's a devil. People need to get this. I've actually confronted people, including relatives, face-to-face, that if you vote for Hillary, knowing all these WikiLeaks and everything else that's come out, you are as or more evil than Hillary. You are a doer of evil. This is not acceptable.
And Bill, let me just amplify this point by pointing out that what Paul Ryan demonstrated this last week is precisely what you're saying. And again, Trump is the surface issue, but it goes much deeper.
Yeah, but he's not a choir boy. But the fact is, Trump, policies are not going to stack the Supreme Court, not going to open our borders completely, which Hillary's going to do, not going to make corporate deals with our potential enemies, not going to literally open up the store that anything in America is for sale. If Hillary gets in, it's the end of America. And there will result in a civil war. You'll see a hot, bullet-firing, bomb-shooting civil war in this country if that witch gets in.
Bill, the point I'm making about the need for an alternative direction coming from the people.
Well, the people have to do it. The reason why your movement, the LaRouche Foundation, and Lyndon LaRouche are one of the bright lights that have been for decades. They've been constantly pummeled by the media. In fact, the persecution was so great against Lyndon, he spent time in prison just for actually supporting things that made sense, including collaboration over the Star Wars project with Russia. I mean, this is so obscene that the media are on the side of evil almost constantly, except for a few exceptions like Hannity over at Fox. Most of the media, to me, need to just be ignored.
Well, I would quibble with you about Hannity. I know he's favorable to Trump, but he's also totally for austerity policies, and he's got some other problems. But let me finish my point, because I haven't had a chance to do that yet. My point is that if you look at the election, that the balance of power, if Hillary's in or Trump is in, there's going to have to be a resonance in the Congress for a change in policy. And with people like Paul Ryan running the Republicans in the House,
Ryan
is lockstep with Obama and Hillary.
He's actually further to the left than Obama and closer to Hillary. In fact, if Ryan doesn't go, our Congress is basically useless. Even if they come in with a majority in the election, Paul Ryan has got to go.
And also Mitch McConnell
over at the head of the Republican Party that back in the spring during the primaries suggested he could work with Hillary. I mean, what the hell? Excuse me.
Well, and Bill, this also brings us to the crossing of the Rubicon 2 weeks ago, where the Congress was finally brought to the point of vetoing an Obama policy on his or overriding the veto that Obama had against the JASTA bill.
Right.
Regardless of what people think about JASTA and these kinds of questions, what Obama was doing was protecting not the Saudis,
right,
but Bush and himself.
Right.
Because what he was saying is that we covered up the Saudis, and we're going to keep that cover-up in place, and we expect other countries to give us the same treatment.
Yeah, now, but it's more than that, though, and I have to insert this point. The Saudis were a minor player in this, along with the Israeli Mossad Nuclear Division and Blackwater Security and GS4. The real issue is when they start pulling on that thread and that sweater, they're going to find out that 9/11 was a war game, because I know the guys by name at U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense, where the false icons were on the screen. This was a war game that went live, that we did it to ourselves. And even this summer, the King of Saudi Arabia even fingered us and said that 9/11 was an inside job done by America against America. Even the King of Saudi Arabia, before JASTA was even on the table, said that.
Bill, my point on JASTA was to bring us back to what we were talking about before, which is that Obama has pursued this cover-up that the Bush administration was involved in to protect the perpetrators of 9/11.
Which is George Bush Jr. and his collaborators, like the King, what's called the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney in the bunker, managing the damn thing.
And also to protect the Saudis, who are major funders of terrorism.
Of course. Protect, well, they're a proxy. But even you mentioned it last, 2 weeks ago, there was a journalist interviewing an ISIS commander that said straight up that America doesn't even go through Qatar and Saudi Arabia's proxies. They actually send the equipment and the trainers directly to these terror organizations inside Turkey to train them how to use the equipment.
Yeah, now, so that gets to the deeper point here, which is that in spite of 8 years of cowardice, of treason from the Congress in going along with Obama, they finally stood up once.
Right.
Now, why did that happen?
Right.
It happened because of people who listen to your program, who listen to the other radio programs I do, to people who listen to the family victims of 9/11, people who are out there who are sick and tired of being lied to, this time got on the phone, they got on their horseback, however they got there, they went to the Congress and said, you bums are either for the American people or you're for the killers. And the Congress got the message. Now, what that shows is that if the American people have a foot in their rear end, and at the same time someone telling them what actually is happening, who's behind it, and what the solutions are, they can be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh,
no
yeah.
matter how bad the media is, people don't believe the media much anymore. People
don't believe especially millennials. Young people,
yeah.
by and large, don't believe the media at all. They believe in Twitter and Facebook and so on, and their own research, and they always have their skepticals on, I call it.
yeah.
So the best of Americans are the youngest generation. They're getting more conservative than the so-called people before them, and they actually don't accept all this garbage, which is why third-party candidates are actually getting a lot of votes.
Well, and it's also why Trump got the Republican nomination and why Bernie Sanders nearly beat Hillary.
He should have if they actually released the information about the open borders from the WikiLeaks earlier, because she wouldn't be the candidate. He would.
Yeah. So you have this potential force out there. And this is – I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about Europe. You take, for example, this little stunt that the president of France pulled this week. Now, here's a guy who's at about 12% in the polls in France, François Hollande, who is a lickspittle for Obama. You know, he's saying he tried to condemn Putin and Russia at the United Nations. He's been going after going after Assad. He's totally committed to the European Union, which is a failed enterprise. And he's at 12% in the polls. The population of France has rejected this guy,
right.
just as the population in Germany, according to the polls, is now turning against the two parties in the coalition in the government, just as the government of Italy, which is made up of what previously we would call a third party, Renzi came out of nowhere, the so-called Center Democrat Party. There's a reshuffling of the cards, reshuffling of the deck everywhere in the West. Meanwhile, there is very serious direct action coming from Russia, from China, from India, from South Africa, and a number of other countries who are saying to the Europeans, you don't have to stick with Obama. And the Chinese gave a perfect demonstration of that when they failed to provide not only a red carpet, but a stairway to Obama's plane so he could deplane at the G20 summit in Hangzhou in China. So we're seeing the world move in a different direction. The American people want to move in a different direction. The problem is they don't know enough about it yet because there's not enough voices out there telling them, forget Obama, forget Hillary, and forget the election for a minute. Think about what's necessary for the future, and let's force those policies on any candidate who's running. Now, I agree, Hillary's not going to be forced to change, no matter what we do.
No, she's so corrupt and connected corporately and through the media. When she gets in power, and this is something that I think that the globalists should even reconsider, that she's so evil and so corrupt that even the most evil elements within the corporate and the globalist regimes won't control her. They may have underplayed the fact that she is that dangerous and evil that they can't even control her.
Well, and here's the other point. Who will control the Congress? Will the bankers? Will the globalists? Will the neocons and the one-worlders? Or will the American people? And we have an opportunity. Unfortunately, we started too late on this time around to put up candidates who would take on the incumbents. But we can make sure that every single person who takes a seat in Congress knows that in their district there are dedicated groups of people who are prepared to throw out this establishment and put the United States in an alliance with this Russia, China.
Oh, yeah. It makes. Listen, Lyndon has been saying this, LaRouche, for decades. The global alliance with their natural allies, Russia and China, the three great powers in the world, would make sense in stabilizing and also preventing proliferation of nuclear weapons like North Korea, would stabilize trade, which trade is always the counter to war. For example, it's my feeling that the Silk Road, which my great-grandfather owned, the largest caravan traveling from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year, is a Basha, B-A-S-H-A, Syrian, that this is the reason why China never had to invade the other nations, because they could trade with them. So in other words, if you have not open trade like TPP and TTIP, which is ridiculous, but reasonable win-win trade for both sides, including, for example, giving a Trans-Alaskan pipeline to China so they don't have to use dirty coal and pollute the troposphere with heavy metals, the Chinese will be laughing to have clean air and actually see the sun. The Chinese will be laughing that they don't have to build another 100,000 warehouses to store stuff they can't sell, and then America will have a level playing field so we can have a manufacturing here and robotic manufacturing come back to America. What we really have a problem with is the kind of globalism that they want to serve to us. They say there's no alternative, it's evil, and it means massive population reduction and pollution of the planet.
Now, so, just take the last point you just made of the population reduction. Who's going to be reduced? It's not just going to be poor people in third world countries. It is already Americans, the elderly, the poor, the people who are unemployed, the veterans.
Right.
A significant portion of the U.S. population is already on the scrap.
Exactly. Now, where I see things going is I see a massive rally in the next 20-some days before Election Day. Americans should feel a state of desperation, almost like we've been hit by a torpedo, the bow of the ship is starting to go down. The captain has called for everybody to get their life jackets on and head to the lifeboats. They have to understand that although we need this power base of people, if Hillary gets in, everything is lost. It will be catastrophic. It will be the most evil administration of any government in history, and it will plunge the world into economic chaos, war, devastation, and eco-catastrophe. And people don't grasp this. That's why I get toe-to-toe even with relatives and say, if you think and that voting for Hillary is a good thing, you are a doer of evil, and you may be as or worse than even Hillary herself, because you know better.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, Harley. Let's turn to Europe, what's going on there, because we've talked about this over and over again in last week and the previous weeks. It is the most insane thing possible. It would be like going to post the hurricane with Matthew, where 500 Haitians are dead, and there's one or two buildings still standing, so you decide to get a bunch of the boys and get up on the roof and jump on the buildings to make sure they collapse also. This is so insane that they would try to fine $14 billion in Deutsche Bank and put regulations in place that are going to guarantee the dominoes will collapse the European economy and the world economy. It's so nuts. Why are they doing this?
Deutsche Bank could come up with $14 billion.
Yeah, but it's not just that, though. Tell us more about what's going on, because it's more than the $14 billion. It's a level of regulation so that it's going to make sure that the dominoes fall, and that's the end of the banking in Europe.
Well, no, it's not even the level of regulation. It's the fact that the bank is already collapsed.
Right.
It's already bankrupt. And it's not $14 billion. It's upwards of several trillions of dollars of uncollectible debt that's on their books.
Right.
And if you know something about banking, for those people who are listening, I'll make it very simple. If a bank is issuing letters of credit or issuing financial paper in their name to other banks, and then they send them back and forth to each other to use as collateral or for borrowing, what happens when someone says, hey, this letter, this financial instrument from Deutsche Bank is not worth the paper it's printed on? Then someone's going to say, well, how can we collect on it?
Yeah, right.
Now, how are they going to collect on something that's worthless, that's written on a bank that's not liquid? Now,
right.
Deutsche Bank has a certain amount of liquidity. That's what the whole bailout and the whole negative interest rates have been. They've provided banks with a very large cushion of liquidity. The problem is the liquidity is tied up, backing up worthless assets. And so if one of these banks is forced to start making good their financial paper, they're going to call on other banks whose financial paper they're holding and saying, listen, we need cash. And the other banks are going to say, well, we don't have any cash. We want cash from you.
Right.
And that's what happened in 2008 with Lehman Brothers.
Right.
You know, the famous thing is it wasn't just Lehman. It was the whole system.
Well, it's all interlocked, isn't it, all the debt?
Well, it's all interlocked. It's incestuous. I mean, it's...
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Bank uses the other banks, you know, it's like cousins setting up a sperm bank.
You know, that's a pretty wild analogy, man.
Well, it just
cousins,
came
cousins it, setting up a sperm bank. Oh my gosh!
It's like the old joke in Arkansas. They call going to a family reunion playing the field.
Oh no!
But that's what the banks are like. You have banks that issue paper back and forth to each other. They create new offerings. They allow other banks to buy in. Now, what happened after the repeal of Glass-Steagall is that they opened the door for banks to participate in hedge funds and hedge funds to borrow money from these commercial banks.
Right.
And so you increased the level of complexity, but also dysfunctionality. Because what you're talking about at a certain point is a large amount of financial paper that's not going into anything that's productive. Anything that's real. And so when a real bill comes due, like suppose Deutsche Bank can't get the $14 billion reduced, they'll pay it. They'll find a way to borrow and cajole another $14 billion.
Yeah, at least temporarily, at least.
But the problem is that they're doing it as they've already gone over the cliff.
Right.
And so
it's like Wile E. Coyote screaming all the way to the bottom of the canyon.
Only this time, Wile E. Coyote is going to fall on the heads of all the other bankers that he's borrowed money from or loaned money to. So what's happening in Europe is that's why this Rogoff statement was so important. I believe he made it at an event in Singapore where people were saying, why is it that the West can't get its act together? And he said, we have our act together. We're still standing. We're still making profits. We're still profiting. Unemployment is down in the U.S. He went through the whole litany of Obama lies. And then someone from Singapore said, but it's all fake. And Rogoff said, it doesn't matter. We could go to 6% negative interest rates and it wouldn't have a bad effect.
Whoa. Are we in Las Vegas and we're watching one of the magicians? This is beyond obscene, isn't it?
Vegas is the real world compared to this.
I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Both of us were called, we call geopolitical activists. I come from the point of view of being a physician who had presidential level security clearance. I know lots of classified first-hand information. I've kept my eyes open to see what's really going on. And the media to me is not only useless, but it's complicitous with crimes. Crimes of the Clinton Foundation, crimes of corrupt politicians allowing GMO food and glyphosate, all kinds of crimes. The fact is we, the alternative media, and the LaRouche Foundation is one of the leading sources of good quality information and solutions, such as the New Silk Road, etc., to the global problems that eventually, if we don't solve these geopolitical and financial issues, we're going to have world war. We're going to have pollution. Yeah, and this is... Go ahead.
As you say, the last couple of days, I read through... I was home because my children were sick, and I spent some time reading through, cover to cover, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Denver Post, the Houston Chronicle.
Wow.
What you see is there's one line with all of them, that the world's problems come from Russia, they come from China, They come from people who doubt the wisdom of Obama and even the defense of Bush in many of them now. These are papers that 40 years ago were in opposition, or 50 years ago, opposition to the Vietnam War. They went with the Pentagon Papers and started saying, look, we're being lied to. There are reporters at the New York Times who, when they were elsewhere as younger reporters, were exposing the fraud and corruption they're now embracing. The New York Times, just as an example, which many people think is the mother of the left liberal media, the New York Times is totally in support of Bush's wars, Obama's wars, and Hillary's wars. So the idea that there's a liberal news media, you know, forget it. There's one news media which defends this globalist, genocidalist worldview.
Exactly. In other words, it's one snake party with two compartments, be called the Republic crap and the Democrat, but either way, you're going to get crap. And that's why when we see Jeb Bush and we see Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, they're in the Republican compartment of this snake party.
Well, and this is what I think is important about someone, an independent thinker like LaRouche, who never capitulated to those who said, you got to go along to get along. As we put out a poster in 1990 which said, LaRouche, he wouldn't sell you out. He went to prison because he wouldn't sell you out.
Right.
Well, LaRouche was actually offered a deal that if he broke up our association, which at the time we'd been winning elections, we had just won the Harris County, which is Houston, Texas, Democratic Party chairmanship in 1988. We won statewide elections in Illinois. We were getting between 30 and 60% of the vote in county chair races in Texas. We were moving to replace what became the Obama wing of the party. Now, what happened is it was George Herbert Walker Bush who ran the Get LaRouche Task Force from the basement of the White House. And he worked with such people as Oliver North, who some conservatives still are confused and think was a patriot.
Yeah, he's not. He's a criminal.
He was a criminal. In fact, LaRouche's first trial was in Boston, and the judge threw it out when we got information that George Herbert Walker Bush had a trove of documents from Oliver North as part of the Get LaRouche Task Force.
Right.
When this was released to us, we got it to the judge. The judge declared a mistrial. And when they polled the jury in Boston, where we actually were allowed to present a defense of LaRouche, it was 12-0 in favor of acquitting him on all counts. They then moved it to Washington, D.C., the so-called rocket docket. They refused to allow LaRouche to present a defense, and they ended up giving him a 15-year sentence, of which he served 5 years. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that he got out of prison. Our organization had been under attack. We barely survived his incarceration, but we did. But once he got out of prison, he rebuilt the movement globally. And he continued to hold no favor for any of the people who attacked him. He never bowed down an inch to these globalists. He never backed off saying that, for example, Obamacare is modeled on Hitler's medicine policies, his extermination policies.
Right, and you can see it line for line with Easy Kill, that's his new name, Emanuel, brother of Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and butt buddy for Obama in Chicago.
Yeah, and so we never backed off. We fought. And, you know, it cost us a lot of money. Our organization is a relatively poorly funded organization. We have no corporate donors. We have a large number, you know, and by large number, I mean in the thousands of people who give us 10, 25, 50 bucks a month. That's how we survive.
Right. And being on the show regularly and asking for support is that's what we mean. Because without the alternative media and organizations like yours that are laying out plans and have a long-term history, so with history comes truth. We're not going to have a future. People don't understand it. There's a scripture in the Bible and in the commandments that says, honor your father and your mother, that your days be prolonged. And people should expand that. Honor your geopolitical and spiritual and constitutional leaders, that your nation will stand and you will have a prolonged life rather than dying in a heinous melee of chaos in a world where you have promulgated or allowed, which is even worse, evil. And so, in other words, honoring the fact that Linda LaRouche went to prison for 5 years and actually is trying to give a pathway to a form of global cooperation so we become a galactic civilization and we have lower pollution and we have a higher carrying capacity of the planet rather than the globalist plans of people like George Soros and Hillary Clinton and George Bush Sr. and the globalist maniacs that really don't give a damn about pollution or world war or anything. They basically said, hey, if it gets bad, we'll just go to our underground, deep underground military bases, hotels, and our rats behind the world. How's that?
Well, and that's why, despite the years of slander against LaRouche and my association, I can still walk into meetings in Europe, and while people may not come up and embrace me, they pull me aside and say, oh, you're the LaRouche guy. What are you guys doing about this? Or what do you know about
that?
They
know you got a solution. They know that you're not just fiddling. You've actually worked for decades with smart, intelligent young people, too, that are coming up with solutions to follow the solutions of Lyndon. So,
and they also know that the Chinese have adopted Mrs. LaRouche's perspective on the Silk Road.
Right.
Because there were several different ideas on the Silk Road. One was just a pure trading idea. The other one was this idea of Hamiltonian banking and the use of frontier infrastructure as the basis of driving improvements in productivity for the globe.
Right.
And that's what we fought for. And the Chinese people who were trying to just use it as a trade agreement and were willing to bring China into the World Trade Organization and the IMF and the World Bank as an equal partner, they were pushed aside by people like Xi Jinping, who embraced Mrs. LaRouche's conception. When Helga goes to China, she gets front page news coverage. They call her the Silk Road Lady.
Right.
And so the people who are not ignorant fools know that. Now, a lot of people in the United States run into us, they hear our ideas, and they get scared because they know that if they support us, they're going to be going against the so-called mainstream. People should be proud to go against the mainstream. LaRouche once said, the mainstream flows into a sewer.
Right.
So who wants to be in the mainstream?
Well, let's give one example of something that we've talked about in previous years. The idea of there's a corporate company that was fracking gas, okay? But let's say we take Alaskan gas and we make a trans-Alaskan pipeline and a high-speed rail system that you can literally get on a train in Ireland, and that train can take you all the way through to Vladivostok, and Japan. That's what we need to have a future of, where we have transcontinental high-speed rail, where we have trans-Alaskan pipeline bringing clean gas from Alaska to China, where China doesn't have to pollute their atmosphere. I sat at a meeting 12 and a half years ago in Colorado Springs for the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, and we've calculated from the U.S. Geological Survey and NASA that 83% of the mercury in the atmosphere that's falling on our veggies here in America is from China, from just using dirty coal.
Well, Bill, let me give you another example.
And simply the idea of giving them clean energy means they can see the sun. There are cities in China where they haven't seen the sun in four decades.
Well, let me give you an example of another technology that I just found out about at this conference last week in Berlin. It's called the Hyperloop. And this is an underground vacuum tunnel with maglev technology that can go up to 1,000 kilometers per hour. That's much faster even than the maglevs that are now being constructed in China, which can be a goods transportation pipeline. Eventually, it could be for passengers as well.
It could be for everything. It could be for recycling. It could be for people. It could be for high-speed containers that are going underground.
Exactly. And the high-speed containers means we wouldn't have trucks. We wouldn't have to move things above ground. We'd clear up a lot of the problems you have with interstate transport, besides the fact that you have potholes and roads falling apart and bridges collapsing.
Right.
We could transform the global economy in a way that would revolutionize everything. And this is what the United States, this is what the image that Kennedy had when he was talking about NASA. He wasn't just talking about competing with Russia or having a simple target. He was talking about a transformation of the human race. And this is the best astronauts and cosmonauts and people who have been in space all have this idea that if we understood how unique and wonderful our planet is and that we have to work together as opposed to allowing ourselves to be divided, what could we do to transform human history.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make a biblical reference here. I call it the coat of many colors. If you want a coat that has many colors and threads and actually will cover you and keep you warm, as a civilization, you need every nationality, every nation, every group of scientists collaborating. Give a good example to the space station. It's now been said that if you travel to Mars, even 2 weeks traveling in space without the Van Allen radiation belt, the cosmic rays will fry the brains of astronauts getting there. Well, that's a problem we need to solve. We need how to make a Higgs field boundary zone so cosmic rays don't zip through the spacecraft and fry the DNA and the neurons of the astronauts going to Mars. If we're going to become a two-planet at least, and again, remember the plans from NASA, which I was shown at U.S. Space Command over 20 years ago, is we have five planetary objects, including moons, that we want to terraform. Mars is first. It's actually, it's going to be a project that we can say may take a millennium, but with advancing technology, maybe it only take 100 or 200 years. The fact is that we're not going to make advances unless we collaborate. The Chinese, who are sick and tired of Tier 1 science in the West, have stated 4 years ago they're going to apply 3,500 of their top nuclear scientists after they mine helium-3 on the moon to make tokamak fusion reactors, and they're going to replace the old-style fission reactors with fusion reactors, and 5 or 6 or 10 of them in China could supply all their power needs.
And, Bill, this is why I say that people should recognize the role of LaRouche in this, that this is not what the Chinese were thinking 10, 15 years ago, but it's evolved, and
right,
they had a shock.
But they're not taking a kind of a corrupt Western view. They're taking a LaRouche view, which is take the shackles off, stop this hiding stuff in Tier 1 science, let's collaborate to create a safe passageway for space so we can colonize and resurrect Mars, which is our ancient, our dual homeland, because all the high-level Masons throughout history have all stated that human civilization existed on Mars many millennia ago. The fact is our population won't survive even the ecological catastrophe we're creating with our industry, won't survive the carrying capacity of the planet with the current population if we don't fix the galactic and cosmic changes occurring to our planet with climate change. We're not going to survive this. If we don't look at things like primary water, which I did an interview for over an hour with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute, and paradigms like this are not going to get open to the public unless you have a view that, believe it or not, the Chinese, as bizarre as it seems from a communist regime, are open to receive because they know it's the future.
Well, and this is what the message that has to get through is that it's geopolitics as defined by people like Kissinger and Brzezinski those types, Susan Rice and others, Madeleine Albright. That's the cause of war.
Right.
Not the fighting for resources is a result of one nation trying to assert its primacy over others.
Exactly.
And what the Chinese are saying is we want to win-win, we want to work together. This is what John Kennedy came to realize when we had the nuclear missiles pointing at each other's throat in the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's why he made backroom deals with Khrushchev, with the idea being that we would soon bring this into the open. Now, here we are.
Now, and by the way, if he hadn't been killed, it wasn't a coup by the CIA and George Bush Sr. and the collaboration with LBJ, we would have had that collaboration decades ago instead of the fact that after Kennedy's assassination, there still were missiles for decades sitting in Cuba because we didn't have the collaborators willing to openly start working toward a future that's safe.
Well, had we not had Kennedy assassinated, you and I might be having this conversation on Saturn or Venus.
Well, we probably would have, number one, a space program would be far more effective. We wouldn't have confusion that somehow we never went to the moon and all this foolishness. You know, to me it's disgusting. And when people say that, we couldn't do that, I say, you know what? I can tell you, having had security clearance at U.S. Space Command, the real space program is much, much different. Most of our problems, including energy needs and transportation and pollution, could all be taken care of by currently known technology that's been available for over 50 years. And the fact is that the idea that we couldn't collaborate with China to create a new economy that would be stable, couldn't be manipulated, would allow everybody to have a win-win situation, and would allow us to kind of set aside the idea war is always a consequence of mismanaged world and global and international economy. It's always a banker war. It's always a banker war.
I got to jump off in a second, but I want to make the point that people can go to LaRouchePact.com and you can Google the space on the search engine, look for the space program, look for fusion, look for Silk Road, look for any of these issues. Glass-Steagall, that's an urgent one right now.
Oh, yeah, look that has to happen. And it's not just America, it's everywhere else, isn't it? Europe needs Glass-Steagall.
And get involved now. Don't wait to see what's going to happen on November 8th. Get involved now. Get a group together. Get people together who will think and are willing to commit themselves to the kind of future we've just been discussing, a future based on science serving the needs of the whole of humanity.
Right.
That's the way we can organize the globe in such a way that we can end the horror show of people like the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas.
Exactly. Thank you, Harley. That was an amazing presentation today. We'll see you next week. You have a clear signal now that you're all settled in Berlin.
Yep.
We'll be back in a moment with Health and Wellness Hour, and Bill Warner from politicalislam.com will be on the third hour. Believe me, the sparks are going to fly. The shackles are not just off of the Donald, they're off of the LaRouche Foundation, too.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. I want to just mention a couple of news items here. I'm going to whip over to Drudge. The number of new emails, there's another 1,200 coming through today. You know, what's going on is CNN orders a blackout on Clinton's son. This is Danny. There's a Danny live interview available through the Drudge. I want my kids to meet their grandfather. Hillary ignores him. This is this a black man that's actually a blood descendant of Bill Clinton. And he looks like a very nice young man, and he needs to have his chance to actually have his political and his face out there. Now, if you look at the headlines over at Drudge, we have Podesta trying to say he'd been altered. No, he's not altered. They won't say that these aren't not true, but they're saying it's altered. Really, what way specifically, Mr. Podesta, liar? And, of course, they talked about he plotted a Catholic spring with left-wing activists infiltrating the church. Clinton staffers discussed which emails to release and which to delete. The Dems have planned to fool Sanders supporters at the convention. His people will think they've won something. I mean, it just goes on and on. To me, and this is for anybody out there that thinks, and you have to understand, we're doing these shows not just as geopolitical leaders and as broadcasters. We're doing it, in a sense, as spiritual leaders and ones that are divining whether or not what's true out there and what's not true. And if you don't respect the truths that we say, you are putting yourself in a very hazardous place. Because I can tell you right now, if Hillary gets in, despite whether or not we get a groundswell of people that want to bring America back to its constitutional roots, America will be finished. By finished, here's the consequences. Number one, she'll stack the Supreme Court with justices that will destroy the constitutional rights of individuals. She'll get rid of the idea of religious freedom. She'll keep her borders open until we have enough terrorist activity that she can take the last of her rights away with a bipartisan security bill. She'll remove the ability for people to defend themselves with guns or even obtain bullets. She will literally dissolve the idea that we have a national border so terrorists and MS-13 drug gangs could come in to destroy the lives of our young people. The entire country will seize like an open sore. And you'll see the rise of neo-Nazi groups and groups that are really definitely going to start fighting against this. And you'll see civil war literally inside the country and states secede. In fact, I can tell you, this is a guarantee, not just a risk, that within the next 4 years, if Hillary does steal the election, that's the only way she can get it with the media, and voter fraud, if she steals the election and takes over the White House, you will see Texas. Texas will leave, and they'll take a number of states. You'll see the dissolution of the United States. It won't exist in 2020. USA will be gone. So if you out there are greedy, if you think you're, quote, an educated woman and you want to maintain your right to abortion, which is an obscenity, and if people want to argue with me, by the way, on that, live on air, by all means, because you're talking to an expert on abortion. An expert, okay? So I want you to understand this. I'm not going to take any captives. I'm not going to pull any punches. As I say, I'm a black belt on intellectual arguments, and I punch through the target. I'm warning you out there, if we do not stand with Trump, despite all his other issues that are very minor and blown away out of term, this will be the end of America. This is the last election in the United States. If Hillary gets in, this nation shall fall. Heed this warning. Do not be a doer of evil. Confront anybody who dares to think that voting for Hillary is okay. It's not. Back in a moment with our Health and Wellness Hour. Hour number three, Bill Warner, politicalislam.com is his website. Professor, Tennessee State University, exposing the evil of Islam and how dangerous it is in America and worldwide. We'll be back in a moment with Hour Two.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.